This is Passing Judgment, a podcast about the law and how it affects you. I'm your host, Loyola Law School professor Jessica Levinson. Think of me as your personal law professor as we navigate the big legal questions of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers. Hey, everybody, it's Jessica, and today I want to talk to you about James Comey, a social media post, and a federal investigation that ensued. So what we know is that former FBI Director James Comey is now under federal investigation for a now-deleted social media post of shells arranged in the numbers 8647 on the beach. Okay, what's the problem? The problem is that 86 is commonly understood to mean to get rid of. And President Trump is not just the 45th president of the United States, he's also the 47th president of the United States. So here's our question. Was Comey calling for the assassination of Trump, or was he, as he's since stated, expressing a political opinion about Trump? He said, basically, I didn't know 86 was associated with violence. Now, if Comey's post amounted to a siren song, basically saying to people, please kill the president, he can be punished for his speech. But if Comey's post should be viewed as political advocacy, then it's entitled to the full protection of the First Amendment, in which case the real threat to speech is actually that the Trump administration is trying to silence the speech of political adversaries. So, where do we go next? Well, Comey isn't the first former or current public official to refer to other politicians with the numbers 86. Last year, former Congressman Matt Gaetz, you may remember him as Trump's short-lived pick for attorney general, posted on social media, quote, we've now 86'd McCarthy, McDaniel, McDonnell. Better days are ahead for the Republican Party. And what Gaetz was doing was listing politicians who stepped down from leadership positions. And therefore, I think it's clear from the context that Gaetz was referring to a political death, not a literal death. Now, Gaetz was not investigated for threats against any of those politicians, nor do I think he should have been. But what about the Comey post? The Comey post was not looking at past events. We know that Comey is not a fan of Trump. The FBI opened the famous investigation into possible collusion between the 2016 Trump campaign and the Russian government and Russian entities while Comey was head of the agency. When Trump later fired Comey, he alluded to the idea that Comey was axed in part because of the decision to open that investigation. Now, post-firing, Comey has been a vocal critic of Trump, saying things like he is, quote, morally unfit to be president. Well, legally, where does this bring us? Well, we know what the First Amendment says. The First Amendment says Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. But we've never actually read this amendment, the first portion of the Bill of Rights, to mean that. We allow plenty of laws that abridge and burden speech rights. Take, for example, incitement, true threats, and fighting words. Those are all examples of categories of speech that can be punished without violating the First Amendment. So, does Comey's post fall with any of these categories? What I'm going to offer to you is probably not. So let's take them each in turn. Incitement is defined as speech that is directed to inciting or producing imminent lawless action and is likely to incite or produce such action. Now, what do we know? That's kind of a test that's open to interpretation, but just abstract advocacy, even advocacy to break the law at some future time, is not enough to be considered incitement. And so the photos of the shells on the beach, in my analysis, can't be seen as inciting immediate, again, focus on that word immediate action. And therefore, I think it's going to be really hard to argue that Comey's post falls within this unprotected category of speech. Okay, let's next go to fighting words. Well, fighting words are face-to-face communications that tend to provoke the listener to respond violently and immediately. Here, Comey's posting on social media. He didn't yell in Trump's face, so I don't think we can fit within this category. Okay, let's go to the final category and maybe the most likely category, true threats. True threats are, I'm quoting again, statements where the speaker means to communicate a serious expression of an intent to commit an act of lawful violence to a particular individual or group of individuals. This is a high bar. Back in 1969, the court concluded that when a man who was drafted to serve in the Vietnam War said, quote, "If they ever make me carry a rifle, the first man I want to get in my sights is LBJ," that was not enough to fall within this category of true threats. In addition, the Supreme Court has actually made it harder to fall within this category. Just recently, in 2023, the court said, in order to be prosecuted for true threats, then law enforcement has to prove that the speaker had a subjective understanding that the statements were threatening. And here, Comey has said he didn't think that the statements were threatening. He didn't think he was advocating for violence. And his message is open to some interpretation. So here, again, I think we don't fall within any of the categories that would allow us to limit speech or prosecute speech without First Amendment problems. So where does this leave us? I think it puts us in a place where the real threat is actually the one that's posed by the Trump administration, because what we have is the government using the levers of power to go after, to silence, to scare political opponents. And this is exactly what the First Amendment was designed to guard against. Why? Because if there's one thing the government wants to insulate itself from, it's criticism. That's exactly why political speech, and particularly speech critical of the government, stands at the very top of First Amendment protection. We have to be free to criticize not just government policies, but also those in charge of those policies. And this includes, maybe with the most urgency, the most visible member of our government, the president. So without these freedoms, where are we? We're living in a government that looks more like an authoritarian regime than in a democracy. And this is why, in my view, opening this investigation into James Comey's post, 8647, is something that actually we should all be concerned about. So I hope this helps to explain the legality and the legal issues behind something that has certainly made the rounds in the news lately. I've also written about this a little bit for MSNBC. As always, please rate, review, and subscribe.